Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for today, the Friday before Christmas. I'm Richard Jones. And a quick reminder first off, if the Christmas turkey or goose is still walking about the farmyard at the moment, right now might be the time to just do something about it. But while the rest of industry winds down for the festive season, farmers will be out and about over the Christmas period looking after their livestock. Here's local MP and Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Danny Alexander.
I'd like to wish all the farmers in the MFR area a very happy Christmas and a very prosperous 2012 as well. Farmers, of course, have to work right the way through the Christmas period, particularly when the weather's cold and it's not a period necessarily where farmers can just take time off like everybody else. You know, the rest of us should appreciate that this is actually a very busy and tough time sometimes for the farming community, and we should be remembering that as well as enjoying their produce on our Christmas dinner table.
And for most of us, it is a time of getting together with families and enjoying presents and good food. But for some, it can be a time of sadness for whatever reason. But there is help at hand in the form of Gatepost, a listening line for those in the countryside. Here's Karen, the voice of Gatepost.
We are particularly for the land-based community, which has historically been a community that's not keen to reach out for help. We are here for anyone who may feel depressed or lonely or just needing to talk in the way that the Samaritans offer. We're also here for people who are going through difficulties, specifically with farming, and also we can give signposting on to other services that people might need. You can call us on 0300 111 4166.
And of course, all calls taken in complete confidentiality. And now, here to help us wrap up MFR Farming for 2011 is the man with his finger on the pulse of agriculture, Cabinet Secretary Richard Lochhead.
Both in my role as MSP for Moray and, of course, as Agricultural Minister in the Scottish Government, I'm very well aware of the huge role that our farmers play in the Moray Firth area, producing food for our table and the barley that underpins our whisky industry. And I really want to wish all our farmers a very healthy and prosperous New Year and, of course, a Merry Christmas. And I'm sure, like many other people in Scotland, we'll all be enjoying some fantastic Scottish food and drink.
So that's it for Christmas and indeed another year. We've enjoyed bringing you the farming of 2011, a year of real ups and downs for farmers in our MFR patch. And that was probably mostly down with the rain and snow. But for me and everyone who helps with MFR farming, have a good Christmas, a happy Hogmanay. We're taking a Christmas break, but we'll be back in 2012 with more MFR Farming.